The Lord be with you.
And
a reading of the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury. They have all contributed from the surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. So I have some great news. You don't have to listen to me give a homily this weekend, okay? Because we have a very, very special weekend as we celebrate Mission Haiti. And I've been so impressed with the generosity of you, the good people of Holy Family. Through many years, you have answered the call to help. So we're going to get this weekend by showing a brief video. Then after, you're going to listen to some wonderful speakers. May God reward you and thank you in advance for your generosity.
Mission Haiti is an outreach initiative of Holy Family Church that supports Hands Together, a charitable effort formed through collaboration between several U.S. churches and the Archdiocese of Port-au-Prince. Hands Together was founded by Father Tom Hagen and Doug Campbell, who have tirelessly led the program for over 25 years. Their focus areas have always been feeding, educating, providing clean water, supporting agricultural programs, and saving lives. Our mission is to raise funds for food and to help provide the necessary resources to operate the many Hands Together initiatives, which include operating 7 free schools, including a high school, which provide at least 1 hot meal per day to thousands of school children, along with their teachers, staff, and volunteers. Hands Together also runs a free medical clinic, an elderly outreach, adult education, and housing program. Indeed, Hands Together is one of Cité Soleil's largest employers, giving decent, service-oriented jobs to hundreds of residents. Sadly, Haiti has faced a series of devastating setbacks, including a catastrophic earthquake, the global pandemic, the collapse of the supply chain, civil unrest, and the breakdown of government authority, leaving much of society under the control of rival gangs. Mothers in particular are struggling to meet the basic survival needs of their families amidst escalating food, fuel, and shipping costs. This year, Holy Family's Mission Haiti is once again asking for your compassion, prayers, and especially your generous donations. Our goal is to aid in the purchase of tons of food to help sustain the Haitian people and to remind them they are loved by God and not forgotten. Thank you for your continued generosity and support.
About 3 months ago, I was in an area called Fort Dimanche. It's one of our areas where we have a school system near the prison that was shut down. And we were giving out food that Holy Family had helped us purchase. And we gave out food most of the day, and we had a lot left over, so we put it back in our big dump truck. We loaded it up. And as we were getting to leave, I was looking at the dump truck, and they didn't put a tarp on it. And I said to myself, I just knew it somehow inside of me. I said, we're going to get robbed. We're going to get robbed. And I've done this a lot of times. I've never felt this way before. And you got to remember, right now in Haiti, we're the only school that's really opening. And more people have been killed in Haiti in the last 18 months than been killed in the Ukraine. So we're driving out of there. And I don't know, we go about 2 kilometers. And sure enough, out of nowhere, all these young men come with machine guns and all, and they surround the thing. And I said, you know, take off, leave the dump truck, and let the driver and the dump truck there, and they rob us. And I don't know if they killed the driver or not. Of course, we went, got back to our place, and we called some people. We ended up getting the thing back, you know, but I'm just telling you that I said, you know, it's kind of hard down there at times. It's hard down there. I'm going to introduce to you a person to speak. You've may have heard him before. His name is Jimmy. Jimmy was a 10-year-old kid when he came into our school system, and he's what I like to say is somewhat of a success story. My fondest memory of Jimmy was right after the earthquake. Jimmy was a really gifted musician and a guitar player, and his guitar got damaged in the earthquake, and it broke all the strings on his guitar, and all the children were coming up to him in the street saying, Jimmy, we're sad, you know, the earthquake's killed. Play us a song, and his guitar was broken. And so he's looking around and he sees some bicycles, and he goes over to these bicycles and he takes the brake wire cable and he fixes the guitar with it and he begins to sing songs with it. So he's quite a remarkable young man, so he can tell you more about it, but you've never said no to us. Whatever we needed, you always helped us, and I want to thank you for that. And I'll have Jimmy come up and say a few words, but it's good to be here. We're going to make the best of it. We're going to keep going. So here's Jimmy. Thanks, guys.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us. My name is Jimmy, and I'm from Haiti. I was born and raised in the most violent slums of Haiti, named Cité Soleil. It's a place of hunger, it's a place of misery, it's a place of violence. It's a place where there's no police, no government. It's a place where the gangs are in charge of everything. It's a place where there's no way around doing anything there without working with the gangs. I was 10 years old, never been to any schools, never celebrated any birthday. Growing up was really hard for me. It was close to be impossible. Before Hands Together has came into my life, as a young boy, 10 years old, I was in charge of my family. It was my responsibility to go out in the streets and try to bring everything that I could find for my family to survive. Try to clean cars and beg people for money. A lot of times, people abused you and used you. For example, the gang would say, hey, Jimmy, can you go in the corner? If you see the police are coming, just come and let us know, or just give us a sign. Or they say, Jimmy, just go to this neighborhood and walk for a few minutes and come back and tell us what the gangs are saying or what they're planning. So there's no way for me to think about any future. There's no way that this Jimmy that I am today would be this Jimmy if those two gentlemen didn't come into my life and if they didn't have you to support them to keep doing this hard work that they've been doing in Haiti for almost 20, 30 years. When they visited my city, they realized that it was important to build a school there and to provide free education for the people, for the young people like me. And we all know how our mothers, they always know where to find the best things and bring them to us home. So my mom found out about the school, and one day she came, she said that, Jimmy, you going to school. And I know that it's 10 of us, and there's no way that Mom and Dad could provide education for us. She said, yes, you're going to school. Out of 10 of us, she chose me. And I always knew that I'm the best looking child of the family. I didn't know if that would be a reason for her to pick me. But let me tell you, that's the best thing that ever happened to me, to have the chance to go to that school. Not just because I know that in that school, I'd have the chance to socialize with kids my age, with different stories, different backgrounds, or because I know that I would receive a quality education there. It was also because I know that in that school that I would receive the answer of my most common question in my everyday life back then. The question was, what am I gonna eat today? In Haiti, when you say you're hungry now, you don't know what you're gonna eat later, you don't know what you're gonna eat tomorrow. That's why I was the one in charge of my family, go out in the streets and try to bring things for my family. It's because I know that in that school, I was going to get one meal every day. That was my number one motivation to go to school every day. And I was going through a lot of things. I was making a lot of big sacrifices in order to reach that school every day, because the school was on the other side of a big river that divided Bellecour, my neighborhood, and Brooklyn. So I had to go on the other side every morning to go to school. There's this big river filled with garbage, and this is where we go to use the bathroom. And a lot of times there are some dead bodies in this river. I had to cross this river every day to go to school. I'd take off my uniform and put it in my bag and put my bag over my head and cross this river almost every day just to go to school. Because I realized that in that school, there was a lot of potential for me to build a future for myself, to take myself out of this negative route and to put myself into this positive route. I was keep going to school. And when missionaries visiting Haiti, visiting the school, I was the one to walk around with them, talk to them about the school, talk to them about the community. So I was able to pick up English by learning English songs so that I could communicate with them better. And that gave me some kind of popularity in the school. And then one day, we had a big election, we closed the school, and then everybody voted me as the president of the school. And this is when I realized that, you know what, maybe I can become something. And I keep on going to school, and then after I graduate, Father Tom gave me my first job. He invited me to work with him as his translator, because he was teaching some young people, young guys, to become priests. He was giving me 1,000 goods, that's like less than $50 US, every Wednesday just to translate for him. And that was huge help for my family. It was huge help for my family. And then life keep going on, keep working with them. And then I became the principal of the high school that I used to go. It's the biggest high school of my community, of the city. It's the best high school of the city. And thank you so much. Thank you. And I was 27 years old. Being a principal is a job for people like 50, 70 years old. I was the youngest high school principal of my city. And I can say also of the entire country. I'm here today just to let you know that a lot of times when you put $1 or $2 in the donation, you're not sure where this money is going. And it's normal to have doubt about where the money is going. I'm here to reassure you that if you are not doing that to support Hands Together, I would not be this Jimmy that I am today. I'd probably be that Jimmy that robbed Douglas 4 months ago. If you didn't give me education, if you didn't show me a better future, if you didn't empower me. And I'm just one of thousands of other young men and young women now in Haiti or anywhere around the world that's ready to help our community. I can say that today I'm a successful young man, not because I have money or fame. I have none of that. But it's because Hands Together empowered me when I was younger. They taught me how to be there for my people. They taught me that it doesn't matter where you're from, your shape, your color, your size, whatever you want to do, you can make it happen. And I know that all of you here are going through something right now. All of us. But it's not the time to give up. It's not the time to give up. As my friend always say, your faith is in your feet. You have to wake up and make one step at a time, and you'll make it happen. So my father used to tell me that, Jimmy, everything is possible. Everything is possible. You can do great things. And he gave me a perfect example. He told me that, hey, Jimmy, I can brush my teeth and whistle at the same time. And even thinking about it make you realize that, no, it's impossible. You can't do that. And every morning I was trying and trying, and one day he decided to show me how he did it. And it was really possible because my dad has fake teeth. He spit them out. He was brushing them and whistle at the same time. So everything is possible. You just have to believe in yourself. You can do it and pray about it. You can make it happen. You guys took me from nothing and you welcome me at the table. You break the bread with me. You feed me, you empowered me, and this is me today. I know that I owe you a debt that I can never repay, but I promise you, all the gifts that you gave me, I will use them to help my community. I'll use them to empower the young people of my community. I promise you, I'm not just here to say thank you and keep helping us. I'm here also to let you know that your young people, you yourself, your children, they can do great things. I had nothing. I had nothing. And people say that nothing good can come from Cirque du Soleil. And this is what you make. This is what you did with Hands Together. So thank you for that. Thank you so much. And God bless all of you. Thank you so much.
My fellow missionaries.
All right, that's enough time. See you later.
It's just so good to be here. And I look out at you now. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for all you have done over the years to help our people in Haiti. I also want to thank Father Ricky for his wonderful leadership. So God bless you, God love you, and thank you.
Good morning. Thank you, Father Tom, Doug, and Jimmy, for sharing your stories and blessing us with your presence here today. We know it's not easy to get out of Haiti and the travel and everything that's happening. My name is DJ Caruso. My wife, Holly, and I have been deeply involved with Hands Together for over a decade now. Despite all the difficulties and struggles this year, we miraculously watched Father Tom and Doug open a new school in Cirque du Soleil, named after our dear friend and a dear friend of this parish, the late Bishop Dave O'Connell. The work being done to feed, educate, heal, and shape the souls of the young people and families in Haiti is extraordinary, and as you hear, it's extremely difficult. Holy Family has played a huge role in providing Hands Together with things over the years. We are part of one big family. We are all fellow missionaries, as Father Tom has always told us. Today's gospel, I think, is very powerful in the poor widow who came, who gave her last two coins, right? Which is probably all that she had to the treasury. I think it touches me, and I think it relates to what we're doing today because this was a gift from her heart. This is all that she had. It was a gift from her heart. I ask you today to give from your heart whatever you can. And I know that that gift from the heart will have immense power and it will touch people and children like Jimmy has told you about today. If you've ever been down there and just seen the, despite all the despair, if you've just seen those smiles, and if you've just seen the glow and the beauty these children have when they come into that school, I tell you, it's truly magical. And a big part of it is because of Holy Family and everything that Holy Family has done. Brochures and envelopes were sent to the mail to you in the mail, and if you don't have them, they're going to be there in the pews, and they're also in the table in the other room near the donuts. So thank you for all that you've done and all that you've done. You will do. Hands together, thanks you. Holy Family, thanks you, gentlemen, for coming here and sharing your stories. God bless you all. Thank you.